Caring for container plants and hanging baskets. BBC Gardeners World star Monty Don has warned gardeners to avoid damaging container era this July if they want their outdoor plants to flourish. Container gardening has become popular, particularly among those with smaller outdoor spaces, but a few common mistakes can impact its success. Monty Don explained what you should never do when looking after your container plants. The horticulturist said July is when gardeners should start to feed their containers, and that a weekly feed high in potassium promotes root and flower formation, but not over lush foliage. The expert said that liquid seaweed or a proprietary liquid tomato feed works well for your plants. Seaweed feeds, restores green luster and strengthens foliage against box blight, an issue made worse by leaving tiny box snippets in the box bush or underneath, and a plant-grown stimulant rather than a proper fertilizer promotes plant health. He said many plants grown in a container of any kind will exhaust the available nutrients for the compost they were originally planted in as they grow and will need regular supplementary feed for the rest of the summer. Monty said providing your container plants with just enough fertilizer, not too much, is the secret to success. Gardeners have used seaweed to improve the soil for centuries, especially in coastal areas. It contains nitrogen, potassium, phosphate and magnesium, all considered top plant nutrients. You can purchase dried and liquidized forms from garden centres, with seaweed being a common additive to fertilisers, both organic and non-organic. Liquid tomato feed also promotes plant growth and is commended by gardening pros. Monty said, too many nutrients are as damaging as too few, as it causes rapid lush growth, often at the expense of flowers or fruit, and which attracts extra fungal and predatory problems. Never be tempted to make the feed any stronger than the instructions dictate. And if any doubt, reduce the strength. Your plants and displays will be better for it. It is best to feed your container plants at least once a week until autumn, when fertilising can stop. Feeding is safest for the plants if the potting mix is damp, and you should water them well after feeding to distribute the fertiliser evenly around the roots. Hanging baskets are another staple in gardens across the summer months. But what can be done to keep them full and lush and avoid them going limp and half dead before the season's end? Gardening experts have shared some useful tips so gardeners can provide the right care for their baskets. They said a beautiful overflowing hanging basket is fabulous for brightening up patios and around doors. For spectacular results all summer, there are some basic steps you should take. Water your baskets. Hanging baskets differ from plants grown in the ground, as plants in containers need to be watered more often. It's recommended to water your plants often and thoroughly, especially as hanging baskets have a lot of plants packed into a small space. As both the heat and wind can dry out hanging baskets, they usually need watering at least once, if not twice a day. Experts say reaching up to lift the plant from below is a good way to tell if the soil is dry. If the basket feels light, your plants probably need a drink. Another tip is to put your finger about an inch into the soil. If the finger is dry at that depth, water the basket. Remove those deadheads. Gardeners will be most familiar with this task over the summer months. It's an area where many listeners will need help from family or friends. Deadheading, according to gardening pros, is such a vital part of keeping your plants looking spectacular. Gardeners need to remove flowers that fade and die by pinching them off where they meet the stem. The experts said this promotes the formation of new flowers, otherwise the plant may put its energy into creating seed. Flowers need food too. Regular watering will take away the nutrients found in potting compost over time. Gardeners can replace these vital vitamins and minerals with a fertilizer, available either as a liquid or dry mix. However, it's advised that gardeners use one or the other and never both. Make sure to check the instructions and take care to follow them before use. Experts recommend that plants are fed when the soil is moist and not as a last-ditch resort if the plant appears to be wilting. Out with the old, in with the new. Some of the plants in your hanging basket will die or finish blooming before the end of summer. This is quite common. However, gardeners don't have to put up with half-dead hanging baskets spoiling the view. Simply replace any dead or dying plants by taking the basket down and gently easing out the old plant. A new plant or an extra bit of compost will soon see that gap filled.